Hi, I'm Kenzo Romagliano. I explain the following parts and function of reciprocating a cylinder. First, an intake valve is needed to let the air and fuel into the cylinder. Piston. The piston moving within the cylinder forms one of the walls of the combusting chamber. The piston has a ring which seals the gases in the cylinder, preventing any loss of power around the side of the piston. Connecting rod. The connecting rod forms a link between the piston and the crankshaft. Cylinder. The cylinder forms a part of the chamber in which the fuel is compressed and burned. Exhaust. An exhaust valve is needed to let the exhaust gas out. And the other part of reciprocating cylinder is spark plug. And the other is crankcase. The crankshaft and connecting rod change the straight line motion of the piston to a rotary turning motion. The crankshaft in an aircraft engine also absorbs the power up or work from all the cylinders and transfer it to the propeller. And that's all. Thank you. Bye-bye.